It's the Mad Men DVD review.
You're damn right it is. How you doing, Benny?
Good. I'm doing good.
You doing good or you doing well?
I'm doing very well good. Double well good.
You're well good. Great. I'm glad to hear that. Why are you doing so good? Sorry, I don't mean to pry, you know.
Is it double plus good, isn't
yeah.
it?
The,
that's what I was half trying to do. But
sorry to jump on your reference there.
No, it wasn't a reference.
Okay.
I'm doing good. I'm fine, doing fine in my classes.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. Always
and,
like to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Fine, hair is fine.
And you've been watching some DVDs? The film festival's over.
Yes, sad to see the film festival over.
It's always a sad time, isn't it? A little bit.
But you know, you can always just pop on a DVD and have your own personal film festival.
Ooga, with thanks to Mad Men. That's right, you can do that. And you did that last night, did you?
Yes. What? I saw Jawbone, which is kind of a classic British boxing film. I said classic, came out last year. But very recognizable story beats. Feels classic in a way, but I haven't really seen many boxing films. I haven't seen Rocky.
You're not a pugilist.
No, I'm not a...
Not a fan of pugilism.
No, not really. It's not my type of film. Nothing wrong with it. It's just the only one I have seen is this silly Hugh Jackman one for kids a couple years ago with boxing robots. It was called Real Steel.
That sounds silly.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Was it good?
I think it was good.
Okay.
And I think,
you haven't seen any other boxing movie?
I don't know.
Million Dollar Baby?
Creed. I didn't see that one.
I reckon Rocky's very, very silly, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and also the soundtrack. Come on.
That's great.
I will get around to it.
Yeah.
But I watched Jawbone.
Anyway, back to Jawbone.
It's an underdog. He's definitely an underdog. Jimmy McCabe, down on his luck, kicked out of his council estate, has to sleep on the street.
Jimmy Jawbone McCabe.
Yeah, he's He has to fight for a lot, and he has to turn his life around. He shows up at his old gym, you know.
Does he fight for
the gym owner and his old coach? He's a bit unhappy to see him. I can't do a long word this early in the morning, but he has to kind of get back into the ring, get himself back in shape, and earn some money, basically.
So does
and,
he
find some meaning more broadly?
You are so keen to get this, aren't you? Let's just would let Sam have his.
Would you say that he fights for his right to party?
What? Oh,
I don't know how to respond.
How does
to
he
that.
Come up with this stuff?
Beer all week, ladies and gentlemen. No, I won't. Just for the next hour or so. Anyway.
Yes.
So it's a pretty classic tropeful. What's the story?
Yeah, it's a masculine movie. I don't know how else.
Toxic or non-toxic?
No, not toxic.
Okay,
there's just a lot of like shouting and like repressed feelings and like tough love, which is nice, you know. And the movie had to win me over because I don't usually watch these sort of movies, and it did. You know, I was rooting for him, definitely.
Who would you recommend it for in your family? It's always my favorite sort of a recommendation guide.
It's probably a dad movie, more than a mum movie.
Right.
What if your mum is like a boxing coach and your dad is a pacifist?
Well.
then it's a mum movie. We'll just call it a mum movie.
Sexist.
I'm talking specifically about two real people here. I'm not trying to...
Oh, your mum, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I said recommend it for the person in his family, Chris.
Okay, well, sorry about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well...
Maybe pop on the subtitles.
Really?
it's not heavy accents, but a lot of gravelly voices.
Oh.
I found it. It's that sort of movie.
Yeah.
You know, you might find it a little bit. But it's a brisk film. It doesn't overstay its welcome. You know, it has a point where it's aiming towards and it gets there. So it's definitely consumable in one easy sitting, you know. Doesn't overstay its welcome yet.
All right. Well, let's not overstay our welcome talking about it then, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like...
Jawbone.
Sounds like you've eased yourself back into the world of normal film after the film festival with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we say that?
Yes, I saw Mission Impossible as a kind of palate cleanser after the film festival. Great fun.
Good.
Not to go too off topic.
Yeah, and not to plug it too much because they'd have to pay us some money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but somebody out there probably will and will want to watch it. And guess what? We've got a copy to give away. As we always do, a copy of the Madman DVD that Ben's just reviewed, Jawbone. Just text us in your favorite boxing film other than... Because we'll give it to a boxing fan, shall we? How about your favorite heavyweight boxer or boxing film? And we'll Google some of them if we don't know their names. But there'll be a lot of David Tuas, I imagine. Some Lennox Lewis's.
Hmm.
There was a guy called Butterbean who was quite an overweight man.
Has there been a good Kiwi boxing film?
I don't know, actually.
Just thinking about that. It's a
niche
exploitable
market.
Yeah, territory. I feel like the time is ripe.
Well, text us in to 5395 with your favorite boxer and or boxing film. And we'll give it away to somebody. Thanks for coming in, Ben.
Cool, thanks for having me.
Glad you're doing so well in your studies and in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.